this is the Sunday that we as a church celebrate Christmas.
So I want to
wish you a very Merry Christmas.
圣诞节特别在美国,
Christmas is probably the greatest holiday in America.
就像我们中国过新年,
it's just like our Chinese New Year.
所以如果可能的话,
so if possible, everyone would return home for a reunion.
但是久而久之,
but gradually becomes something that is just very mundane.
大家去买礼物, 吃大餐,
it becomes very worldly in which we just have feast and buying and giving gifts.
但是我们基督徒, 我们知道, 今天的日子就是我们庆祝
but we as Christians, we know very clearly that this is the day we celebrate the birth of Jesus.
今天我们要读的圣经, 刚才李庆已经, 替我们读了,
one of the passages we're about to read, our sister Lee had already read for us. Let's just read it in English. Here we go. In those days, Caesar Augustus issued a decree that a census should be taken of the entire Roman world. This was the first census that took place while Quirinius was governor of Syria, and everyone went to their own town to register. So Joseph also went up from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to Bethlehem, the town of David, because he belonged to the house and line of David. He went there to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him and was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for the baby to be born, and she gave birth to her firstborn, a son. She wrapped her in cloths and placed her in him in a manger, because there was no guest room available for them. And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger." Suddenly a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace to those on whom his favor rests." When the angel had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord had told us about." So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby who was lying in a manger. When they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what had been told them about this child, and all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said to them. But Mary treasured up all these things and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things that I heard and seen, which were just as they had been told.
今天我要跟大家讲三个点，从这个经文里头，第一就是主降生吸引了玛利亚和约瑟到伯利恒。
There are three things I'd like to share with you from the passage we just read. First of all, is the Lord's birth drew Mary and Joseph to Bethlehem.
第二就是主耶稣降生吸引了天使从天而降。
And the second thing is the Lord's birth drew the angels from heaven.
第三就是主的降生吸引了牧羊人从旷野到伯利恒来敬拜神。
And the third thing is the Lord's birth drew the shepherds to worship.
我们先做一个祷告。
Let's pray first.
主，我们来到你的面前, 我们用我们的心灵跟诚实来敬拜你。
Lord, as we come before you, we come worshiping you in truth and in spirit.
今天外面忙忙碌碌, 他们过的一个 commercialized Christmas.
Lord, it's such a commercialized Christians around and people just hustle and bustle around.
但是我们今天我们知道我们是庆祝耶稣基督为我们降生。
But Lord, as a Christian, we know that today we celebrate your birth for us.
求主借着今天我们一切的活动，让我们真的思想耶稣基督他怎么为我们降生。
Lord, through all the activities we do, may we come and meditate on the reasons why you were born for us.
求主现在与我们同在。
Lord, we ask for your presence right now.
带领我们以下的时间。
And lead our time follows.
这样祷告是奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray in the name of Jesus.
阿门。
阿门。
首先，我们要看这个玛利亚跟约瑟，就是耶稣的肉身的父母。他们原来其实是住在拿撒勒城的。
And first of all, let's take a look at the earthly parents of Jesus, who were Mary and Joseph. Originally, they lived in Nazareth.
但是，可是耶稣基督却是生长在伯利恒。
And yet Jesus was born in Bethlehem.
我们刚从经文看到，就是他们两个在玛利亚身孕重的时候，他们走了80英里。从拿撒勒到了南边的伯利恒。
And the front passage we just read, we realize that they have traveled 80 miles from Nazareth to Bethlehem when Mary was very pregnant.
他们为什么要到伯利恒呢？因为这个罗马的这个凯撒下了一个命令。
And the reason why they went to Bethlehem because Caesar Augustus had given a command.
下令这个人口普查
，and that they should have a census.
罗马帝国每14年呢就做这样一个普查
，and every 14 years the Roman Empire would have a census.
主要是为了军事上跟这个收税的目的
，it is for military and tax purposes.
所以每一个男丁啊就必须要回到他出生或者他父亲的城里头。
So every male needs to return to the town in which he was born or the town of his father.
在那边记录他的名字、他的产业、他的职业、他的等等这些事情。
And he would need to report his names, his profession, and so on and so forth.
所以玛利亚跟这个约瑟就回到了伯利恒。
And that is why Mary and Joseph went back to Bethlehem.
看起来好像凯撒做了这件事情。下了一个命令。
It seems like it was Caesar Augustus who gave the decree.
但是事实上，是神在那边掌控一切。
But in reality, it was God who was orchestrating all these.
因为圣经的预言，这个弥赛亚必须要生在伯利恒。
Because the Bible had given the prophecy that Messiah has to be born in Bethlehem.
那么当神要救人的时候，他在老早就预言。这个有一个救主要出生。
And the Bible had given the prophecy long time ago about the Savior that is to be born.
神为人的救恩预备了一个救主，那这个人，这不是一个天使，是一个人。
That God had prepared salvation for men with a man, through a man.
在创世纪一开始的时候，人犯了罪之后，神就说要有一个女人的后裔。
And in Genesis, in the very beginning of Genesis, after man had sinned, God has said that there is going to be a seed of woman.
所以那个救主是人，他不是一个天使。
So the Savior is not an angel, but a man.
他是一个人，而且他是一个犹太人。
He was a man and he was a Jew.
那么在创世纪的时候，神跟亚伯拉罕立约的时候，讲了两件事情。
And when God had established a covenant with Abraham, he has mentioned two things.
他说万国都必因你得福。
He says that all nations will be blessed through you.
也说万国必因你的子孙得福。
And they will be blessed through your offspring.
所以换就是这个弥赛亚，他是一个犹太人。
In other words, Messiah is to be born a Jew.
那么到了民数记的时候。
And when it comes to the book of Numbers,
也讲到说有心要出于雅各，有杖要兴于以色列。
And mentioned that a star would come out of Jacob, a scepter will rise out of Israel.
所以这个救主不是一个天使，是一个人，而且是犹太人。
Hence, the Savior is not an angel, but a man and a Jew.
犹太人有12个支派，就必须要从犹大的支派。
And out of the 12 tribes of Judah, Israel, it was the tribe of Judah.
当雅各跟他的那个儿子祝福的时候
When Jacob blessed his sons
他说龟必不离犹大杖必不离他两脚之间只等细罗来到万民都必归顺
When he blessed Judah he said the scepter will not depart from Judah nor the ruler's staff from between his feet until he who, to whom it belongs shall come and the obedience of the nation shall be his
只等细罗那么这个祝就是说是赐平安者
It says until Shiloh comes and Shiloh means the one who gives peace
所以这个救世主呢就必须是一个人是犹太人而且是从犹大支派出来
So according to the prophecy this savior must be a man who is a Jew and who is out of the tribe of Judah
那么犹大的 有很多儿子但是他又是必须要从大卫的家里头
And out of all the offspring of Judah, it must come out of the line of David.
在撒母耳记下里边讲到说，我必使你的后裔接续你的位。
It says that I will raise up your offspring to succeed you.
他的国位他是直到永远的。
And his throne shall be forever.
而且他说，我要做他的父，他要做我的子。
He says, I will be his father and he will be my son.
那么这位要存到永远的这位救主他是神的儿子他是大卫的子孙。
And that is to say that this Savior is the son of God and is the line of David.
他不但是大卫的子孙而且是他是由童贞女玛利亚所生的。
Not only he is the offspring of David, but he was born out of a virgin.
在创世纪一开始就说女人的后裔
And because in Genesis from the get-go it says the seed of woman
我们知道在犹太人他们是男性的社会
And we know that it is a paternal society
但是圣经却讲得很清楚是女人的后裔
Yet the Bible says the seed of a woman
以赛亚书那边也讲说必有童女怀孕生子
And in Isaiah it says the virgin will conceive and give birth to a son
他不但是大卫的子孙是女人的后裔而且他要生在伯利恒
And this Savior not only is the offspring of David and the seed of woman it has to be born in Bethlehem
弥迦书说伯利恒啊以法他呀你在犹太诸城中为小将来必有一位从你那里出来的在以色列中为我掌权的他的根源从亘古从太初就有。
In Micah chapter 5 verse 2 records, But you, Bethlehem, Ephratah, though you are small among the clans of Judah, out of you will come for me one who will be ruler over Israel, whose origins are from of old and from ancient times.
他说他的根源从亘古，从太初就有。
That his origins are from of old and from ancient times.
所以这个救世主。必须要降生在伯利恒。
And this Savior must be born in Bethlehem.
那么神的预言，这一切都发生了。
And all these prophecies of God concerning the Messiah has come to fulfillment.
这凯撒在这边，他做了一个下了一个命令。
And so in time Caesar Augustus gave a decree.
他不知不觉的就下了一个命令，其实要照着神的旨意要去行。
And without knowing that it was orchestrated by the will of God.
有人统计在圣经里头大概有300个预言是讲到耶稣基督的。
Someone made a calculation. There are about 300 prophecies concerning Jesus the Messiah.
这300个预言全部都已经应验。
And all of them have come to fulfillment.
我们刚刚看到这个是最明显的那几个。
And these passages that I quoted to you was just some obvious ones.
那有人就讲这个历史。
And so when some talk about the history,
history 就是 his story.
And some say that history is his story.
历史就是神的故事。
That the story, the history is actually the story of God.
美国有一个总统叫做 Garfield.
And there was a president in America whose name was Garfield.
他说历史啊，其实就是预言展开的书卷。
And he says that history is but an open book, a revealed prophecy.
因为神他要实现他所一切所说的话。
And because God was to fulfill all that he said,
所以历史就是他的话语的展开。
And therefore, history is his word being opened and revealed.
圣经在耶利米书讲的是非常清楚，说耶和华对我说，你看得不错，因为我留意保守我的话，使得成就。
And God said in Jeremiah 1:12 says, you have seen correctly, for I am watching to see that my word is fulfilled.
所以神就照他的话，在2000年前就赐给我们耶稣基督，就是我们的救主。
So according to the will and word of God, in 2000 years ago, a Savior was born for us.
神的话今天就在圣经里头。
And God's word is in the Bible.
如果我们能够把神的话放在我们的心里。
If we can store the word of God in our hearts,
不但把它放在我们心里，而且让它来掌控我们的人生。
Not only to store in our hearts, but allow it to direct our path, our life.
那么我们所做的一切的事，甚至这历史里头所发生的一切的事情，
then everything we do and then everything that unfolds in history,
都是在帮助神的旨意实行。
It is but to accomplish the will of God.
耶稣不但是降生在伯利恒，
Not only Jesus was born in Bethlehem,
而且有一些很有趣的事情。
There's some interesting thing that happened too.
我们知道伯利恒又称为大卫的城。
We know that Bethlehem is also called the city of David.
那伯利恒它的意思就是 bread, house of bread, 就是粮仓的意思。
And the meaning of Bethlehem is a house of bread.
耶稣基督是 降生在粮仓里头。
And so Jesus was born in the house of bread.
但是我们知道耶稣他 就是我们生命的粮。
But we heard Jesus said that he is our bread of life.
生命的粮在这个粮仓就是最合理了。
And it is so reasonable for the bread of life to be born in the house of bread.
那大卫的曾祖母那个路德结婚就是在伯利恒。
And the great-grandmother of David, who was Ruth, was married in Bethlehem.
那么雅各的那个太太拉结呢，她也是在伯利恒。那么她生了这个便雅悯之后，她就死了。
And Jacob's wife
Rachel
was also giving birth to Benjamin was died and buried in Bethlehem.
便雅悯这个名字是有一个意思。
And the meaning of the name Benjamin,
就是我右手的儿子。
It means the son of my right hand.
那大卫是神所喜悦的。
And David was one who was after God's heart.
那么耶稣就诞生在伯利恒。
And so Jesus was born in Bethlehem.
所以耶稣基督就是神所爱的那个爱子。
And therefore Jesus is the Son, the beloved Son of God.
不但是神的爱子，而且他现在是坐在神的右边。
Not only he is the beloved Son of God, he now sits enthroned on the right hand of God.
那神圣经实在是非常的奇妙。
So you see how the scripture is so marvelous.
耶稣基督降生完全是照着神的这个旨意。
The story of Jesus' birth is just was according to the plan of God.
Yeah.
And secondly,
耶稣降生的时候，吸引了天使从天而降。
When Jesus was born, he drew so many angels.
我们都知道耶稣就是神的儿子。
We know that Jesus was the Son of God.
他其实就是神了。
And he was God.
当耶稣基督降生的时候，天使就特别的惊奇。
And so when Jesus was born, the angels were amazed.
因为创造宇宙的创造主居然变成一个被造的人。
And yet because the creator has become a creature.
而且变成一个没有完全无助的一个婴孩。
And a helpless babe.
也不能说话。
And who could not talk at the time?
耶稣基督就是神。
He, Jesus, was God.
但是圣经告诉我们说，你们知道我们主耶稣基督的恩典，他本来富足，为你们成了贫穷，叫你们因他的贫穷可以得成为富足。
Our scripture tells us that for you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that Though he was rich, yet for your sakes he became poor, so that you through his poverty might become rich.
创造宇宙的万物的主，居然来到这个人世间，就是要给我们福分。
This God of all creation came to the world to bless us.
所以这个天使就非常惊奇。
And so the angels were amazed.
所以我们，当我们庆祝耶稣基督的时候，我们其实降生的时候，我们也是应该，我们的反应就是应该惊讶而崇拜。
And so, likewise, should our response be to the birth of Jesus that we should be amazed and worship?
保罗在提摩太前书三章十六节就大声的赞叹。
And therefore, Paul had cried out in First Timothy.
说大哉近前的奥秘，无人不以为然，就是神肉身显现，被圣灵称义，被天使看见，被传于外邦，被世人所信服，被接在荣耀里。
He said, beyond all questions, the mystery from which true godliness springs is great. He appeared in the flesh, was vindicated by the Spirit, was seen by angels, was preached among the nations, was believed on in the world, and was taken up in glory.
当耶稣降临的时候,
When Jesus came down,
这个消息第一个给的就是那些没有不知名的天牧羊人。
The news of the birth of Jesus was first given to those shepherds.
救世主要降生，为什么先给牧羊人知道？
And why is it that such a good tidings was given to the shepherds first?
他为什么不告诉那个祭司，告诉那些文士呢？
Why wasn't the good news proclaimed to the priests and the scribes first?
神就借了这些牧羊人，把神的心意告诉了牧羊人。
It was because that God wanted to reveal to the shepherds His heart and His plan.
在那个时候，牧羊人其实他们的身份是非常低的。
You know their position of status is very low.
他们所做的事其实是圣经讲说不洁净。
And the thing their occupation is actually categorized as unclean according to the scripture.
他们要去牧羊的时候，其实是离开那个耶路撒冷圣殿，有几个星期，每次都要。
And oftentimes they would be away weeks from Jerusalem.
所以他们其实不能有没有机会把他自己洁净了之后去敬拜神，所以他们地位很低的。
And they never had a chance to ceremonially clean themselves so they can worship God. And so their social status is quite low.
可是神却将这么大的一个消息就先给了牧羊。
Yet Lord God had decided that He would proclaim this good news to them first.
其实神所呼召的就像我们一样。
We know that what God is calling is just like that.
神不呼召那个有钱的，也不呼召那些有权有势的。
That His calling is the same today, that He's not calling to the rich and famous.
他呼召我们这些卑微的人。
But He calls us to our lowly.
那么耶稣，他是好牧人。
And Jesus is the good shepherd.
好牧人为羊舍命。
And the good shepherd who lays down his life for his sheep.
圣经又告诉我们说，他就是神的羔羊。
And the Bible also tells us that he was the Lamb of God.
也许这些牧羊人他们所养的羊，就是有一天要在圣殿里头献祭的。
And those sheep that the shepherds were shepherding may be for sacrifice later.
耶稣就是那个神的羔羊。
And that sacrificial lamb was Jesus.
他也是我们的好牧人。
And he also was our good shepherd.
所以感谢神，神就特别把这个消息先给了牧羊人。
So we thank the Lord that he first gave this good news to the shepherds.
当这个天使跟着牧羊人讲这个好的信息的时候，
When the angels proclaimed the good tidings to the shepherds,
有一个天使就出现了。
And there is an angel who appeared to them.
很可能就是天使长加百略。
It was probably the archangel Gabriel.
就报好信息。
And he was proclaiming the good news to them.
那天使对他们说，不要惧怕，我报给你们大喜的信息是关乎万民的，因今天在大卫的城里为你们生了救主，就是主基督。
And he said to them, Do not be afraid, I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord.
你们要看见一个婴孩包着布卧在马槽里，那就是记号。
This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger.
所以天使长先跟牧羊人说。
So the archangel proclaimed this news to shepherds first.
接着就有一大堆的这个天使天君在那边高唱。
Then the hosts of heaven appeared and then sing.
在至高之处荣耀归于神，在地上平安归于他所喜悦的人。
They sang the chorus, Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace to those on whom His favor rests.
天使说不要惧怕。
The angel says, Do not be afraid.
这其实就是圣诞故事的主题。
And that is actually the very theme of Christmas story.
为什么不要惧怕呢？
Why is it that he tells them, Do not be afraid?
因为我们人从此不必惧怕罪的结局了。
Because from now on we will never dread of the wage of sin.
救主已经降临，并且要钉十字架拯救我们。
Because the Savior was born and was to be crucified and to save us.
而且他要将那个平安要归于凡是相信他的人。
And he will grant peace to all who believes in him.
这个平安不是我们用物质、用精神可以得到。
And that peace is not something that you can gain with any material things.
这个平安唯独在我们的罪得赦免的时候可以得到。
And that peace only comes after your sins are forgiven.
这是一个大喜的信息。
That is a good tiding.
所以第一，神借着他的降生，把他的父母从拿撒勒到了这个伯利恒。
So first of all, through the birth of Jesus, God brought him out from Nazareth to Bethlehem.
第二，借着耶稣的降生，他将天使从天上降临到地上。
And for the birth of Jesus, angels came down.
第三，主的降临吸引了牧羊人从旷野到了伯利恒。来敬拜耶稣。
And thirdly, the birth of Jesus drew the shepherds from the wilderness into Bethlehem to worship him.
这些牧羊说，我们到伯利恒去。
And so the shepherds said, let us go to Bethlehem.
那么照着原文是讲，其实这个地方离伯利恒是有一段距离的。
So we can tell that there is some distance between the wilderness where they were shepherding and Bethlehem.
他们把他们羊放下之后要去找这个救世主。
So they left their sheep in order to find the Savior.
圣经又告诉我们说，寻见这个玛利亚跟约瑟。
And the Bible tells us that they found Mary and Joseph and a child.
换句话说，他们是花了一些时间去找的。
So in other words, it took some time for them to find the Savior.
意思是说，这些牧羊人他们付上了代价。的行动。
That these shepherds actually paid the price.
当他们看见了这个时候，他们就惊叹神的恩典跟慈爱的奇迹。
And when they saw this baby, they were amazed by the grace and the love of our God.
因此他们就在那边敬拜耶稣。
And then they began to worship Jesus.
回去之后，他们把所看见的这些奇事就报告给别人了。
And after they returned home, they tell everyone what they have seen and heard.
今天我们纪念圣诞节。
And today as we celebrate Christmas,
我们的重点不是在送礼收礼。
The focal point for us is not to buy and giving and of gifts.
我们的重点也不是吃大餐有 party.
Nor are we just partying and feasting.
我们的重点是我们纪念主耶稣基督为我们降生。
The focus for us is to remember the birth of Jesus that was for us.
但是我们得到了这个平安。
Not only that we have received that peace.
我们必须把这个信息要传给别人。
We need to spread this good news to others.
因为这是大好的信息。
Because that is a great news. It's a good tiding.
我们刚刚看见那个三个重点里头有一个字是重复的。
And we see that there is a word that was repeated.
是吸引。
That is to draw.
当耶稣第一次来的时候，圣经告诉我们说，他说当年 客店里没有地方。
When Jesus first came to this world, the scripture said that there is no place for him, no room for him.
但是神吸引那些牧羊人。
Yet God drew the shepherds to him.
今天我们的心是不是为耶稣所预备呢？
And today, do we prepare our hearts as room for Jesus?
我们的心愿不愿意接纳耶稣在我们的心中？
Are we willing to receive Jesus into our hearts?
我们愿不愿意他成为我们生命中的王？
Are we willing for him to become the king of our lives?
巴不得我们每个人都像这个牧羊人一样。
We pray that everyone would be like those shepherds.
我们去寻找我们这个主。
That we would seek out our Lord.
不但如此，我们把这个美好的这个救恩、这个福音传给更多的人。
Not only so, we want to proclaim this good news to even more people.
我们才不愧做过这个圣诞节。
Then it would be worthwhile for us to celebrate Christmas.
我们做个。
Let's pray.
主，我们在天上的父神，我们感谢你。
Lord, our Father in heaven, we thank you.
求主你来吸引我。
We ask that you will draw our hearts.
将我们的心打开，让你在里面做主做王。
That we will open our hearts to you and then receive you in to become our King and Lord.
谢谢你为我们降生。
We thank you for being born for us.
谢谢你也为我们钉十字架。
We thank you for nailed on the cross for us.
也谢谢你为我们复活。
We thank you for resurrected for us.
在这个圣诞的季节，求主你保守我们每个人。
Lord, we ask for your protection and during this holiday season.
当我们在忙忙碌碌的时候，让我们知道圣诞节的意义是什么。
While we're so busy with things, cause us to remember the true meaning of Christmas.
求主带领我们每一个人。
Lord, we ask you to lead us on.
感谢赞美你。
We thank you.
这样祷告是奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
我们下面有一些